This is Flow and Vent Radio. Flow and Vent Radio. With Rob, Mike, and Mike.
Hand signals, who's going to talk first today?
I'm starting.
We need an on-the-air light.
Hey, salutations and greetings, everybody, on this fine, fine evening.
You know what? We need a producer.
Oh, my God.
You're a fucking... No, for, oh, there we go.
You already...
right off the bat.
13 seconds into it. 13 seconds. We wasn't even...
We're at 37 right now.
37. So it was a solid 27 seconds into when he cursed. All right, everybody.
A for effort.
Well, let's dive right into it, because... We know we're going to be talking a long time tonight, so per everyone's request, here's the episode. We'll call it the Proby Special, the Old Orange Shield. That's a good title for it.
We're going to call it the Orange Shield. Yeah, I like that one.
So we'll just talk, we'll talk a little bit tonight of how we started in the fire service, the three of us, and how we were treated, what we went through as probationary members. And then our best advice for the probationary members out there, because, probation sets what you're going to be.
Sets the career path.
Yeah, it does. If you're not liked when you start, there's a decent chance that'll follow you for.
Yeah, first impressions make it big.
Yes,
as you hear earlier. Mm-hmm. First impressions sets the stone.
Yeah.
So
we'll have our youngest start, Mike. He'll get the start in how he started in the fire service. Why don't you tell the year you started, too? Let's rub it in for everybody.
we'll say that it was 2016, early 2016. Right? Yeah. Somewhere around there. 2015 or 16. I wanted to join while I was in high school, be a junior. But I had so much stuff going on, I couldn't. As you guys know, I opted to stay home at college, and I needed something to do, and I was also, I was with a girl at the time that was a firefighter, a little emasculating, I'm not even going to lie. So that helped push my decision, and I don't know, my passion grew right off the bat there. I think it was, I was criminal justice initially, and they were talking about a fire we had in Mawa, and then right off the bat, just from there, when they were talking about it, I decided to go to the firehouse and join because I knew a couple of guys. Mm. And it was the best decision I ever made, I gotta say. As we know, I'm trying to get hired now, so,
The next step.
Yeah.
The next step. So you want me to go now?
Yeah, sure.
Let's see. I started as a junior firefighter in 2003.
Whoa.
Worked my way from junior to Orange Shield to Black Hat. Black Hat to White Shield. To my current position now. Taking all the classes you could take in between. Always had an ambition to be a fireman. Growing up, I grew up down in the southern end of our county. My best friend growing up, his father, ex-chief, big in the mutual aid down there. Hmm. Coordinator. I mean, you know the guy's name the minute he walks in the door. And he's one of those guys who, when he walks in the door... You say hello to him. We grew up, over on the weekends, his father taking us to the firehouse. It was a culture for him, and it was something that I got to see and I got to fall in love with. Mm-hmm. So knowing I always wanted to be at least a volunteer firefighter, whether I was going to be a career firefighter or not, sometimes it's just not in the cards for you. It is what it is. I got to say... I joined at 16 and I've never looked back.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it's one of those things where I have no regrets on ever joining. So you want to give your credentials now because we're going to be here for 40 minutes?
No, I'll keep it short and sweet. Same. Started as an explorer for the rescue squad.
Oh, wow.
You're
15
explorer, right?
This phone's staying. I'm sorry.
Phone's
staying over here. Wait, what'd you say? Sorry.
You're 15 for an explorer, right?
15 to explorer. I started at that borderline, 17. Because I could, to drive myself.
Yeah.
But to be straight up, I was one of those kids that joined for college. I'm first generation, so, in the
construction business, you know, everybody meets everybody, you know, just like the fire service. And guys were saying, you know, first I want to go to college. And they said, you know, if you do, you know, Boy Scouts this, that, if you do any kind of, you know, volunteering, it looks better and whatever. So I started for that, but a couple months in, it took off, you know, and,
you know, lo and behold, you know, there were volunteer departments.
Yeah, I joined several throughout the country, depending on internships and what I was doing at the time, but, you know, it led me to eventually become a captain in one department and then ultimately get hired in a city where I'm on a, you know, on the career end of it now. And like you said, the biggest, I'll be straight up for me, just keep taking classes. If you take anything away from Rob from today's Proby book, is to continue your training.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. You know, I wouldn't change anything for it. You know, now I got, if you want to call them relatives over the water in New York City, and you know, it's fun. It's like you said, you grow, like, you know, I had no idea you're from South County. I would never have guessed that. All these years of being friends, that I never knew that one thing.
I grew up South County. I grew up.
But.
South of the Route 4.
South of the border, yeah. For sure. But yeah, that's keeping it simple.
I mean, now you guys know a little bit more about us, and hopefully you could put some voices to some stories now. I know you don't have no idea what we look like, or you might have.
But stay tuned.
You might even know us. That's fine. So there's been a lot of questions out there about, you know, probies and joining departments and, you know, shouldn't we, what should we do? Mm-hmm. First of all, my biggest thing is, if you're not a firefighter and you're listening to this and you're on the fence about joining or not joining, join.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it. It's something that there are some days where, yes, it's like everything else. You're going to want to pull your hair out of your head.
Yep.
We promise you that.
But that's
only 20% of it.
Yeah.
The other 80 is probably some of the most fulfilling things you'll ever do.
Mm-hmm.
There's good days and bad days, as in there's any job. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a career volunteer, you know, you're on that rig, it's a job. But it's one of the most fulfilling things that you can do if you're able to do it.
For sure. And I'll just throw the shout out early right now. What's his name? Chris Baker is big on, I think it's through Penwell. I can't confirm fire engineering or the other one. But he does a lot with his future firefighter. I'll call it a special where he's really doing the, giving tips and tricks on guys getting hired and advancing their careers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of our contacts. But to piggyback off of that, Mikey, you're right. I mean, volunteer career, it don't matter. Things can happen, you know, good days, bad days, but you develop your own culture, you develop your own family, per se.
You do. And, you know, it starts, you know, as we said, you know, first impression is huge when, you know, you walk into the firehouse the first time. You know, you want to be that guy that people like.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be that guy that people depend on. But you want to be that guy who people know they can't walk all over.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. It's tough. It's extremely tough. And walking into a firehouse sometimes is one of the tougher things to do. Because whether you're walking into a volunteer fire department and the guys have known each other for years, or you're walking into the firehouse for the first time on a new tour,
mm-hmm.
and on a different assignment, you don't know what to expect. And you have to be that guy who is willing to do whatever they ask you to do, but also be that guy that's not willing to be the doormat.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, Rob and I, we started as junior firemen in the volunteer service. That was really one of the most eye-opening experiences because, yes, you're a junior fireman. You know, you get to be a fireman without being a fireman, if that makes any sense to mm-hmm. what I just said. You are the grunt. You're the gopher.
Mm-hmm.
You are the guy who stands next to the chauffeur and runs and fetches things all day long.
Yeah.
You know, you are that guy. but you learn so much in that 2 years without even going to the fire academy. Mm-hmm. Just by being in the firehouse, by seeing the senior guys do what they do, by being that outside guy.
Now, like a sponge.
Exactly. We had a rule when I first joined. We had a rule, no juniors. Mm-hmm. We're going out of town from Trulia Fires.
Yes.
It was a big rule. Everybody followed it. Every now and then, you'd catch an officer on a good day. They'd catch a job. One junior would go. I remember it was like 6 o'clock at night. We were going out of town with the engine. And I was the only junior in the building. They had one open seat. The lieutenant was just like, hop on. I mean, but there it is. I'm 16 years old. I'm sitting there, you know, got the little stiffy going. The cue's pinned. The siren's going, like, you're looking around and guys are throwing their hoods on. You could hear the pack start to turn on, the pass devices. It's all going. You're hearing the radio. You know you're going in. You're going to stretch a second line off there. You're like, okay, I'm going to see something. This is awesome. And I just remember our engine was the second due engine. The second due engine, first due mutual aid piece.
Uh-huh.
We bypassed the water source. Their second due engine in the town was actually hitting the hydrant as we pulled up. And the best way I could describe it was like a clown car. It was controlled chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That air brake popped. Those doors flew open, and I just sat there because I didn't want to get in the way and get hurt.
Yeah.
These guys were off. Guys were on the line. Guys had hooks, and they were gone. And just standing there with the chauffeur, and the chauffeur was doing what he had to do. You know, I was just standing by the rig till he got back, just watching them and watching just... It was like poetry in motion is the best way to see it. If you've ever... And it is. When you watch a fire, I mean, people who aren't involved in a fire service think it's chaotic. Like, you hear screaming, you know, guys are dropping F-bombs, And it looks chaotic, but to somebody who's involved in the fire service or somebody who's never seen it, a junior, a probie, you're looking at it like you're watching a book unfold in front of you. And it was an eye-opening experience for me. And I think that's when I, right then and there, I knew I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And then going up from there, you know, it was 2 years of grunt work. And if that's what people are worried about when they join, being the grunt, I will tell you.
You're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
When you become a young boss, when you become a fresh chief, you're going to get hit with it.
You're going to get hit. And if, you know, being a probie, sometimes it's a little harder because, yes, it's a lot of garbage duty. It's a lot of mop duty. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, you know, okay, go wash the rig, repack the line. It's a lot of that, and I understand it, that it sucks. It sucks for a lot of people, and a lot of people hate it. Think about what they're building.
Yeah.
Think about the character.
That's the foundation.
That they are building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might have had to repack that line 6 times, but you can do it with your eyes closed now.
Oh, you know, for sure.
It's something that you need to, and the best way to say it is just suck it up.
And ask questions.
Always ask questions, but I understand that it's, I don't want to take the garbage out again. Every time I walk into that firehouse, they make me take the garbage out. They make me move out the bathroom.
But, you know, that breeds and builds that pride of your house. Yeah. You know, because, like, that's one big thing for me. I'm big on firehouse pride, company pride, and it all stems down to where you started and how you were, you know what I'm saying? Because even if you've got, you know, several years in, wherever you are, career, volunteer, don't matter, if you see the junior guy or the probie not doing something and the senior guy steps up to start cleaning, you know, that senior guy went through the motions, understands. But the better guy will take the young guy and say, come, hey.
Yes.
You know, I'm not, hey, go take that garbage out. Hey, you know. Just help out a little
bit. It's one of those, hey, do me a favor. Yeah. Take the garbage out. Hey. You know, now I'm not opposed to, you know, I know in some places bosses don't
mm-hmm.
clean.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. Nah, and I get it. In some places.
That's how it is. That's their
respect stat. Yes. They've earned it. I get it. I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you operate, that's how you operate. But in some places, you won't see, you know. You don't see anybody without a broom in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sweeping base.
Mm-hmm. That's what I love.
White helmet, down to black helmet. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, and like you just said, a firehouse culture, you know, respect, you know, firehouse pride. You know, everyone's jacket's got two names on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to represent them both, but yeah. one means a little more than the other one. Because when you're out there in the public, people don't care what your last name is.
Yeah, that's for the newspaper.
People don't see your last name. They called 911 for a reason.
They're expecting.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're expecting the professionalism, the dedication that we show mm-hmm. every time. And when you start as a probie or a junior,
That continues.
And that is just something that's ingrained in it. You start at 16, you start at 18, you get hired at 21, whatever it may be. Anytime that bell goes off and you're not SCBA qualified, you're outside, you're watching those senior guys represent that department.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's someone's, this could be the worst time in someone's life, and they are now relying on complete strangers to help them. And that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you have to do. You need to take pride in that. You need to understand that, okay, you might be getting some crappy jobs right now, but in a year or two, that guy's going to be you. Yeah. And there's going to be somebody who is in your shoes right now.
And also those, as you say, crappy jobs are at the bottom of this giant network that allow for that chaotic poetry to take place.
Oh,
so when they go, we don't need this, you know, you think you're just sitting there, let's say it's something small and you're helping the chauffeur with the hydrant, or you're doing the hydrant, and you think, oh, this is, there's not glorious, you're sitting out here down the block. Without you, that's not happening.
I know.
You know? It's
you're right.
It goes a long way. And, you know, that's, it's big.
Even looking at it, like you said, that it's a big mess, and at the bottom mm-hmm. are these crappy jobs, but even some of those crappy jobs are so crucial.
Huge.
Because, huge. They're going to teach you that one of the things when I was a probie, I think it was my first drill, I was taught how to have a hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that? If they can teach you that, and when you're rolling up on an engine and you're a probie and you don't have to go inside, those guys can do something else, and the chauffeur doesn't have to worry about hitting the hydrant.
Yeah.
You have a probie to do that, and you're doing something important. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's some crappy, like, granted, you're not grabbing the line, you're not going inside, but
you're playing a huge part.
Yeah.
You are. You know, you're playing a massive part.
Yeah. I mean, let's switch over to a little bit to, you know, like the tips and tricks. Like for me, I would say, you know, with the probie level is get hooked up and connected with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That you kind of aspire. You know, if you see somebody there that's good at what they do, you know, they're friendly people, what have you, but you know they're solid firefighters in your house, you know, ask questions. You know, you don't have to be like them.
Yeah.
But just, you know, give yourself a mindset of, you know, maybe I'll ask this guy or girl, you know, how'd you do it? How are things? How am I doing? You know, because I remember when I, actually, I'll give you a quick story, but it's all relevant. We had a gentleman that joined where I was a captain, and at the time, you know, he was just a kid in college and just joined just to do something. The first time he walked in that firehouse as an official member, I took him around, showed him the building, showed him the rig, showed him what we do, showed him what our capabilities are, and I took him through the meeting room where they got the pictures of the, you know, the hierarchy, who's chief, who's the next mm-hmm. chief, who does what, who works where, who's who, and honestly, I think, you know, and he's even told me, that little half-hour interaction, you know, is what set him up, in my opinion, to succeed. Mm-hmm. Because then they caught the job this winter, you know, first job for this kid, he's the boss of the truck, and he takes the time to do the things that, you know, you tell him, you know, slow down, get out, back the rig in, don't just commit. Little things, but, you know, it started with, hey, man, welcome, good job, congratulations, this is going to be fun. This is what's expected of you. This is how we do things. This is what we do. And, you know, just a fair. Everybody should be aware of what's going on. I don't know. Mike, you got any...
One thing I could just preach, I guess it would be a great word for it, is, you know, like you said, hook up with somebody. Even if you don't hook up with somebody, even if it's not, you're not at that, just keep your eyes open and your ears open.
Huge.
Don't go in with a closed mind. You know, listen to the guys giving you pointers. Listen to the
take
guys.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Not even take it with a grain of salt.
No.
Not even.
No.
Listen to the guys giving you pointers. Listening to the guys who are giving you their tips and tricks. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, you're going to do it at a different way in an academy, but you know what? You're going to come out of that academy, you're going to go, hey, John was right. It's a lot easier stretching this line if I do it this way. Listen to the war stories.
That's huge. I'll give you
listen
that.
To the war stories. There are guys in your firehouse, your company, your tour, who have seen more, who have done more. Yeah, you might be that guy one day, which we all aspire to be. But right now, you're not that guy. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're just that black hat, orange shield, or you know, black shield at the point, whatever it is. You're that fresh face. You're that white cloud now. You know, I know everyone sits there and you get your shield, you finish the academy, and you pray for your first job. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and you hope for your first job, and you hope it's your first job. You can't wait for your first job. Use every call you go on as a training tool.
Hell yeah.
Use every call, because when it does happen, you're going to be prepared. Mm-hmm. I saw a great thing out there, and actually a friend of mine used to say it too. He's a career fireman. You know, guys who work on the back of garbage trucks don't get excited when they come around the block and they see a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
Firemen don't need to get excited when they come around the block and see a house fire.
That's what you trained for. That's your job.
That's your job. Now, yes, let's sit here and let's talk real. Mm-hmm. You come around
everybody
the block
does.
And it's Vestin had
that's the Stanley Cup game
D
7.
Side. Yeah.
Every fire
you're
is
gonna
game
look
seven.
At it and here it is. You're gonna do it. And you are ready to go. You're pumped.
Oh yeah.
Your adrenaline's pumping. Yes. We know it. We'll all agree with it. We've all been there. But just because it's a job doesn't mean your training, doesn't mean your goal objective goes out the window. Mm-hmm. Just like every other call you go on.
Yeah.
Investigate, put the fire out, go home. Everybody go home. That's the goal, correct? Everyone goes home when the call is over. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we know sometimes it doesn't pan out like that, but
that's
the goal.
Yeah.
You know, my biggest tip for juniors, probationary members, guys who are in Fire 1, keep your eyes and ears open. Don't think you can do it better than somebody. Don't be that guy who did it once. Now all of a sudden you could teach the book on building construction. You can't. I'll promise you, you can't. It is what it is.
Yeah. And to add to that with what I was going to say, which is perfect. Keep your eyes and ears open and your mouth shut.
To an extent.
Yeah. No. I was going to.
I'll give you that. That's the common.
And the reason why I'm saying that, don't completely keep your mouth shut. Ask questions.
Okay, I'm good.
Thank you. Ask questions. That's what you want. That's how you're going to learn. And then if you're in a situation and you're thinking you don't know what's going on, or you don't like what's going on, you don't have confidence, whatever, say something. When I say keep your mouth shut, don't have a big mouth. That's and you know, you've heard, because you didn't really come around until later on when I joined. But I advanced pretty quickly in the firehouse with the guys around me, because I never spoke up unless I had to, unless someone was talking to me. And I think that's truly what helped me in the long run, because then with me just sitting there and listening and not having something to say about everything, people trusted me because they saw that I was learning. And then you had more guys going, come and do this. Come and do that. And then
that.
Like starting off as a probie, you're on a very tight leash. Mm-hmm. And then when you start proving yourself more and more and listening and doing that, and you're not running off or running your mouth or anything, you get more and more leash.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to follow that up, the quote of actions speak louder than words do.
Yeah.
Is that's where that extremely applies, because, you know, you'll be running a basic 14-10 drill or something small or ground ladders, and, you know, the guys will know, oh, this kid talks all the time. Can he really throw a ladder?
Yeah.
Can he really pull a line? But the kid that's, you know, head down, eyes up, and he just keeps going through the repetition and he's going to become proficient at it, you're like, all right, this kid, you know, you're going to tell him, hey, you know, he could follow or he could lead somewhere. You know you're going to be up, you know, behind him making the push or something, and you know he's got the mechanics to do something.
you know. And then from there, you know, as time and experience comes in, you start developing the whole cognitive experience of all the buff stuff that we enjoy.
You know, like Mike said, you know, you don't want to be that guy that know-it-all.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy who spouts off at the mouth. You know, you don't want to be that guy who people walk in the room and are like, great.
We got it, kid. Yeah,
he's here. The kid's here, you know. But at the same time, ask the questions. You know, better yourself. Because without you knowing, you bettering yourself is bettering the guys around you.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about that? When I was at work, when I got moved, it was early on. You know, I kept quiet. Yeah, I had several years of volunteering, but, you know, new world, new department, I kept quiet. One guy was straight up with me. He goes, listen, if you know something, I want you to speak up. Because if I don't know something that you don't, if I don't know something that you know that you don't want to say something, it might get me killed. You know, because younger, different, you know, tactics and whatever, you know, I might be up more on the book or something. You know, at that moment, I was like, you know, it kind of makes sense. You know, because, all right, yeah, I was away a different area, but, you know, growing up in contracting and whatnot, if I saw something different or whatever, you know, in this area, you know, with the way they're changing the textbook and whatnot, whatever you think about it is your own opinion. But, you know, a kid sees, you know, rapid changing fire conditions or something that an older guy hasn't seen in a while, that could change the gameplay per se, you know. And, you know, that's what I believe that our conversation was about. And, you know, since then, that's how I am. I stay quiet, and if I say something, I say something. And, you know, it definitely develops the relationships and, you know, the initial reputation as a probie. Because, like I said in the beginning, that will 100%, I'll stand behind it, you know, draw who you're going to be the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you always hear you're only as good as your last fire, but, you know, your image is what you are, you know, when you first show up and who's that, you know, how's this kid on this tour doing or whatever, or, you know, how's this kid on the truck doing or engine or whatever, it'll go a long way.
Yeah.
Well, I had something I wanted to bring up that was kind of, one thing I want to bring up is, if we, you know, we're kind of getting to it, we're alluding to it, is the probie in the firehouse. Okay. You know, less of the gophering, less of the action, you know, the whole
being in
the other half of it, the real, you know, we're not on the street all the time, you know, career and volunteer was hanging out, mm-hmm. you know, that probie, like we said, we brought it up, taking the garbages out, mopping the floors. I'll always remember the Brotherhood documentary after 9/11 that mm-hmm. came, that went out. I forgot the guy's name, but right in the beginning, there's a guy, the short guy that's just mopping, you know, the scene where, you know, the boss hits the monkey and he's like, you know,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy's like, you know, you just mop the floor. You just do it. You do it 4, 6, 5 times, whatever it is. You just mop it and you take care of it. Why? Because it gets done. That's your firehouse. That's your home. You take care of it. You know, I think, you know, everybody says, if, you know, the firehouse is your second home, but you have to treat it like that.
You have to.
You know, because that is, like you said earlier, the name on the back, the name on the jacket, the name on the shield of the town, city, whatever. That's what you represent,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if you got the oldest rig in the book, but it's clean as a whistle and it runs like a champ, it's because of the guys in the house.
I'll tell you, you know, at whether career or volunteer, I'm sure it's the same. The senior guys, the older guys, take notice to things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I personally take notice to, when I'm driving home or when I see something and there's just a guy at one of the firehouses washing the rig.
Mm-hmm.
Or I get a text message, hey, you know, I had to take care of this. I did the floors. Hey, you know, it was a little messy here. I did this. Hey, we got to mount this. Do I have permission to mount this? You know, you take notice to these things and it's something that goes a long way. So, you know, if you're new in a firehouse and you want to make an impression that lasts, try that. People won't forget. You know, you won't be rewarded. I don't want to say that because no one really is in the business of getting rewards if you're in this business. But people will notice Hey, you know what? I saw Mike here the other day. He was washing a ladder. He was by himself, and he's washing a ladder. You know, that's
it goes
that's
a long
taking
way.
Pride.
Yeah,
it goes a long way, and it's something that, you know, it sounds very, very minuscule, and it sounds like it's, oh well, it's washing a fire truck. We all wash fire truck. It's not a big deal.
Yeah,
but it is. You know, it is that big deal. You know, when you walk into a firehouse and your gear rack is clean. Mm-hmm. It's not a mess.
You know, speaking of one thing, this is Rob's tip. One thing that bugs me at a firehouse is when people put their feet up, whether it's on a rig, on a desk, I hate it, you know, because especially though, listen, you know, you have a fiesta party or whatever, I understand. But like, you know, you spend, like you said, somebody's washing that rig all this time. Another guy comes in and just puts his feet up, just chilling. You're like, you know, or like, oh, let me put my boots on the desk. Dude, we eat here. Why you gotta do that?
Well, you know, there's some firehouses that, you know,
that's the
you
way.
Have that rule. Yeah. Well, there's also a lot that have that rule that, you know, no boots in the back. Boots near the couches. You have to.
Yeah.
And that shows a lot. It's just
that's my thing.
I see where you're going with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not seeing where you're going with it. It's like you said, there are some places that's just the way.
Yeah. Well, let's switch over to little of the career side. Listen, I'll put it this way. There's really no difference as career volunteer. Fire is going to kill you. You know? I'm straight up. You know, you always hear, oh, I'm a this guy, I'm a that.
I haven't cursed once.
Oh, that's two.
I haven't cursed
You know, once. That's a big thing that's been, you know, that's always around. You know, in my opinion, with you always hear the quotes, we don't go to fires anymore. All right. Agreed.
I love those quotes. We don't go to them.
Compared to the you know, the war years, the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, fire load. Or
wow.
There was a bomb that just went
off.
Wow. Can't.
This is the first podcast. We couldn't figure out how to set the mic up.
Now the mic's thrown around. but look at the incidents we're going to these days. You know, yeah. The working fire that everybody loves in the paper is going down. However, like you said earlier, the types of emergencies we're going to are going up. You know, the whether it's WMD, crashes, you know, good intent, or let's call them homeowner assists. You know, my alarm went off, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
With all that, work on your training. You do more training, no matter what. If you're in a slow house where I don't want to say training's not promoted or whatever. Go on your own. Build up your portfolio. Give it to your boss. Your lieutenant, captain, boss. You know, at home here, if there's plenty of free training out there. You know, I'll even put it up on the. That's a good thing to add. On the WordPress is where to get free training. You just need a couple of signatures from, you know, somebody like you, like a chief, just to sign off. But we went to I don't know if you went. I went to Colorado a couple years ago for the crude rail.
The crude rail, yeah. It's free training.
It's free. The government pays for it. Your chief just signs off. You know, okay, yeah, the hard part is getting the time off or whatever, but you keep building your resume, your portfolio, you know, what's in your wallet.
Exactly.
You know, your guys take notice. You know, your senior guys can be like, listen, I haven't touched a train in my life. You've done 6 classes. You got to know something, kid.
Yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely. I mean, getting back to what you just touched on, you know,
everyone
has their pet peeves, and I will agree with you. You know, this isn't the 70s and 80s. This isn't the Bronx. I never understood that you guys don't go to fires anymore.
Yeah,
I get it that we don't go as often anymore. With the way materials are built today, the fire loads in houses.
Oh yeah.
Are absolutely ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's different.
Not to mention,
you went from a half hour to 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not to mention the ongoing problem throughout the United States of America called hoarding. Okay. I know there's a TV show on TLC about it.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere. It happens
everywhere.
Your nice neighborhoods. Your
not so great neighborhoods. Cities. Your suburbs. It's everywhere.
Everywhere. I get where, you know, the older guys, you guys never went to fires like we did. You're right. You're right. We never were in fires like you were. You're right.
It's not our fault.
But no, it's not our fault, but...
Shit rolls downhill. We still let's turn it back
and say, you're not fighting fires like we are.
I like that.
Yes, we didn't go to fires like you did. I'll be the first one to say it. You are 100% right. I never went to the fires like you did. Mm-hmm. I never wore 3/4-inch pants and boots. I never wore the jacket. You know, we never just, oh, okay, we're good. We never did that.
Yeah.
We grew up with turnouts. We grew up with this whole night.
New generation.
Fires have changed.
Yeah. You know what? Hoarding in cars. Sorry, I had to throw it in there. I got a couple clips of that.
There's hoarding everywhere.
Hoarding in cars.
I had a fire where not only was there hoarding in the home, there was hoarding on the property.
Yep.
There was crap piled on top of crap on top of crap. I get it. It's out there, and it's something that you need to be aware of. We did a whole podcast on knowing your first due, and you'd throw that as a tip as a probie, but that's for a later time. That's for when you're getting, you know, your feet are a little more wet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it all stems back to keeping your mouth shut when you're brand new, but listening to those stories. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, I walk into the firehouse, there's a 55-year-old, 65-year-old guy right there who doesn't want to wear the bunkers because that's not what he had, or... Mm-hmm. Listen to his stories, because yes, fires are different now. He'll say they are, but his stories will teach you how to better yourself for our stories that we're going to make. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
You're really on this poetic theme today.
It's poetic.
I say we're the same, and you're a poet today.
Shakespeare.
but it makes sense. It does.
I just... One, like we've said in numerous podcasts before, the best thing an old firefighter could teach a young firefighter is how to be an old firefighter. Mm-hmm. You're only going to become an old firefighter if you make it through your probie days. Yeah. That's the only way you're going to do it. It's going to make or break you.
It starts with that.
You know, it starts with shoveling the crap, but it ends with you being that guy that, hey, little Jimmy just walks into fires. Who's he going to go see? Go see Mikey. He'll talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny to add to that. I don't know. You probably noticed our firehouse, well, even most firehouses around, I'd say, we got younger officers, theoretically. They're not, like, super old. They're not in their 50s.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's not like...
The number's young.
Yeah.
The number's young.
It's not like when you go to the paid department and you see that most... of the officers, the chiefs are older. They've seen their stuff because they need their credentials. But like our firehouse specifically, we have younger officers. And I remember like a couple of them, maybe one specifically was mentioning, I don't like sitting with the old guys because this, this, and this. All right, well, when I joined, I kind of had a bad taste in my mouth, but I'd stay, once drill was over and we'd have our food, I'd stay and they'd be there late and I'd stay late with them just to listen to them. And they had so much good stuff to say, but also they see that unlike all the younger guys that left, I stuck around and I'm listening to them, and that's a huge thing, because when you think about it, you think the officers run everything, but there is a huge part that of stuff that goes on at the firehouse that the older guys have a role in. Mm-hmm. They push for stuff. Mm-hmm. And you were saying the same thing, you know, they're kind of like, I don't know, like in Greek tragedies and whatnot, like the elder, like high on the mountain, they get in their robes and talk to each other. Like, oh, but he's going to be the next officer.
This guy is smart, you see. He is a wise one, young half-squat.
Well, I had to make up for the mic drop. Everybody just hit stop.
Yeah, that's why we don't get no followers anymore. But it's just...
It's crucial. I think it's great thing. I think Mike and Rob would agree that it's just... It might not be them making the decisions, but those guys do whisper in the other guys' ears.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're the ones that, like, this kid's doing something.
And you know what?
That kid's a jackass.
You know, and those guys are the ones that are connected
to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
The mutual aid, the other companies, the guys in different parts of the state around the country. You know, I'll never forget. You always stay on the training path, and out of nowhere, somebody will be like, oh, you're little Johnny from, Main Street in this town. Yeah, I know you. You're not a bad kid. And you're like, how do you know about me? Don't worry about it. Or, you know, like when we had softball in the area. That was huge. Huge networking thing. You know, and for the probies to get involved in, for the discussion of us volunteers, get involved in the additional extracurricular stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we had softball. You met everybody in this whole county.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you grow up, you see guys on Facebook and you're chatting, you're like, oh, this guy got hired, this guy got hired. And you're like, oh, crap. That all stems from softball. We all knew each other. You know, whether it's like fun drives and boot drives or whatever, pasta dinners, it goes a long way.
Make sure your face is out there.
Yeah.
Don't just. And you know what? Like you said in the beginning, I joined as a college kid. I fell in love with it. I've always been. You're gonna give me the faces again. I'm a quiet person.
What the fuck?
That's number 5-6.
Right? No. That's a fuck.
No, but no, real like.
No, so I haven't cursed yet. I want to clear that up.
I'm Mikey's making up for sins of the last show.
I'm the reason why we had the little E next to ours. So that's why I'm being good.
But
tonight,
it goes a long way. And those little things, and the more you develop your network, you know, it'll help you out as a probie, as you get your sea legs, as you get, you know, as you keep moving forward, because you'll have, you know, like we started out as a group of guys that just bounced ideas off each other,
yeah,
and that becomes another network for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember the idea of this whole Flow and Vent concept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we talked about it in our first podcast when it was just me and you. You weren't there yet. You were. It was just bouncing ideas off each other. It was just networking. It was exactly what it is today. Okay, here's how we did it.
How'd you handle it?
How'd you do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and look at it now, 5 years later. I vividly remember sitting in the back where we were sitting, against the engine we were sitting on, just BSing about it.
Yeah.
5 years later, we're at almost 11,000 followers. We do a podcast now, which we thought no one would listen to, and apparently people like it.
Except for today.
Yeah, except for today. Because Rob dropped the mic. You know, we have people who message us all the time. People are sending us stuff.
Yeah.
It's just networking, and it's getting out there. It's all about that.
Yeah.
You know, being a probie is being on the bottom.
But you know what?
You're building yourself to be where you want to be.
And that probie year, 2 years, whatever your jurisdiction, department, company requires, may be one of the best years you got.
Yeah.
For sure. Because at that time, yes, you're at the bottom. You know, yeah, you're mopping the floor, you're cleaning the dishes till everything's clean, you're taking the garbage out, you know, you're the first one, if you get to sleep, you're the first one to wake up, you're the last one to go to bed after you lock mm-hmm. everything up. You know, or even I remember on here, yeah, all right, the probie and the juniors had to be out by 11, but you were there till 11 making sure the place was kind of clean, taking care of the guys, and you were out.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes who you are, and it develops, you know, what you're going to be like in the future.
That's where I want to touch back because I was just thinking about it. We were talking about making sure you're training and showing up. That is so crucial, showing your face. It sucks. You can't always do something, but I will be the first one to say I showed up to almost every call I could. Even if I couldn't do anything. But when guys see that and see that you're training, like I was going off the whole dog on a leash analogy, they're going to give you more to do. They're going to give you more leash because I know there was calls where I technically shouldn't have been in the building.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, any, like, good fire department, they see that you're doing something. It's like, let the kid go in. It's just a smoke alarm. But okay. He can learn something. You can show him something. They can point that out.
Yeah.
And then it's even with the training. I'll never forget one of the drills that I was doing. I was still on probation. And I was, I want to say it was, like, halfway through fire school, somewhere around there. And we went to, we're lucky enough to have the fire ground right by us. And we were doing training there. And between the officers and the two instructors, we were doing a roof simulator, which I shouldn't have been on. But they're just like, let the kid go on. He can see something, you know?
Yeah, and it goes a long way.
And you're proving yourself, and because of that, and because you're training hard, you get to know more. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest help. And you just you look good all around.
Yeah, just consistently asking questions. Hey, can I go? Mm-hmm. Can I do this? You know, because there's people that can learn from a textbook, and there's people like us that learn by doing it. And if you can't touch it yet, watch it.
And then even going off that, don't stop proving yourself.
Oh yeah, it doesn't stop.
The second you get your black shield doesn't mean you can sit back and throw your feet up, because that's Rob's favorite thing.
Hold on, time out. When I was in the academy again. Well, no, that's your desk. Oh. You're allowed to do that here. That's your desk. No, but where we go? The
place you like with all that crap on the wall.
Oh,
shenanigans.
You know, you don't stop. Like I think you said in the first or second podcast, you never stop proving yourself.
Yep.
You can't.
Excuse me. You don't stop until. My opinion, don't stop. Don't ever stop.
No.
You know, some guys are like, oh, yeah, I made it to here. I'm done. I'm good. I made it to my level. Yeah, well, okay. Congratulations. Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Always keep going. If it's something that's as small as, you know, hey, can I help with t-shirts? Can I help with whatever it is? Can I help order, you know, hot dogs for Memorial Day? Sure. That goes a long way.
I don't know if we should be touching on. Quick shout outs.
I was just gonna say, why don't we answer some questions or whatever we had to, whatever we got on the social media.
Once again, we got the Twitter guys. Follow us. That's where we're trying to get the shout outs for the podcast and whatnot. I kind of announced when we're doing it. We only got one this week, but you know that's cool. At least it's something, and it's from our friends at Basic Fire Training. Or is it?
Beyond the Basics.
Beyond the Basics. Sorry. Sorry, John. I apologize. But he had a really good point. He said, a probie should be both a sponge and a filter. Absorb as much info and knowledge as possible while filtering what is more pertinent to their position in the fire service. Hmm. And I think we pretty much touched upon that for the most part. Definitely being a sponge with absorbing the information you need. So.
Anything on the gram?
Yeah, I'm double checking the Facebook. Let's see, Facebook.
I thought you screenshotted these, man.
I was trying to do it before.
Dead space right now.
I was trying to do that before.
Dead space.
I can sing a song or something for everybody if you want to hear.
Camptown races.
And carry a tune.
One guy was asking what to do prior to getting hired, like how to get ready. I mean, in this area, I can, you know, from our experiences, just study. Study for the tests. You know, stay fit. That's it. You know, and just be a good person. I believe good things happen to good people.
Try.
Yeah, that's the game. I'll give you that. Try. You got to be in it to win it. If you're not trying, if you're not hustling, if you're not taking tests, if you're not working your ass off to get on the job,
it's
not going to get handed to you. You know, shit's not given out for free. You got to fucking earn it. And I will take number 7 F-bomb in that. You got to fight for it, man. You got to go. You got to get it. You got to take it.
I'm not the cursor, am I?
You know.
we're getting that nice E.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, listen,
sorry.
It's going to be on you guys, not me.
Well, I'm sure I'll hear about it.
Anything else?
We're still doing that giveaway that ends the 22nd for Glojo.
Yep, that's right.
Make sure to follow us on the Instagrams, the Twitter, and Glojo's Instagram. So it's a 3-part, plus you got to comment and tag.
So it's 4 parts here.
Yeah, it's 4 parts. You got to like 3 things, and you got to comment 2 people in the comments of the post.
Oh Lord.
Oh boy.
You're making a lot of rules here for these things.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a.
Speaking of rules, my mother's calling me.
Oh, hello, my man.
Hello, mom.
Is there anything else? Anything?
I don't know. I mean, listen, like, all it comes down to, in my opinion, is taking as much information as you can, keeping up on your training, and, you know, care. Simple. Take care of yourself. You know, the details, if it's shining your boots, do it. You know, some guys will say, stay groomed. You know, keep shaved, look clean, keep the rigs clean. You know, don't stop. Give an all out effort. You gotta be into the job, not just on the job.
Be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be the t-shirt
fireman.
You know what? Perfect.
Be the guy who, when
The senior guy walks in from the firehouse on a drill night or a tour. You're already there. Be the guy who, when the rig gets pulled out to get washed, you're already filling the bucket. Be the guy who, when it comes time to drill, you got your pants on, you got your gloves and helmet, and you're ready to go. Be that guy who, when you see something, say something. When you have a question, ask the question.
Yeah.
See something, say something.
Be that guy. Yeah. That's what you want to be. You don't want to skate through.
Would you want? I forgot who said it. I'm sure somebody will comment on it. But would you want you saving you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, it does. You know,
kick ass, take names, and do your job. You know, it's like playing sports. You want to make it to the next level? You can do it. Anybody can do it. Just do it. Hashtag Nike.
Just do it.
You know, but
be that guy. You know, that's my best advice for anybody who's currently in the probationary or junior member status. Be that person.
Yeah.
Be that person that that people who are senior take notice of. Because one day you will be that senior guy. And we all hope that we'll be able to take notice of the people underneath us.
Poetic.
See, look at that. We should just end it on that because I don't know if I can drop any more tonight.
I think you topped